From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Afghans take to the streets in Kabul to protest Islamic State. Angry protesters in Kabul, some of them attempting to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. The victims, members of the minority Shiite Hazara ethnic community, were kidnapped more than a month ago, and authorities found their headless corpses in the southern Zabul province this past Sunday. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of the Afghan capital despite heavy rain and cold before gathering in front of the presidential palace. One identified protester put it this way.
We hope this demonstration changed the government policy against the terrorists, against the Taliban. This is our demand.
Protesters also chanted down with Taliban and down with Daesh, which is an Arabic acronym for ISIS. Syria's military report says it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuwiris airbase in Aleppo on Tuesday after a nearly month-long offensive. It says the military success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to an agreement on a list of terrorist groups operating in the country. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes himself as the country's Minister of Petroleum. The ceremony on Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after Mr. Buhari was inaugurated on May 20.